oh my gosh, it's like they should just take a shot every time I mention Warhorn, or every time I say kobolds ate my baby. All hail King Tard!
Grab a poker, stoke the fire, get the water nice and hot. Cut the onions and potatoes, throw them all into the pot. But it seems like something's missing in this bubbling vat of gravy. From the village square, a woman screams,
kobolds ate my baby!
Come on!
Scarab is the South Carolina Anime, Role-Playing, and Board Gaming Convention in Columbia, South Carolina. In addition to the annual convention, the members of Scarab, also known as the Scarab Swarm, travel to retailers, conventions, and meetups to demo a variety of games. In this podcast, we highlight topics such as gaming, conventions, the people behind it all, and more. I'm your host, John Manus, and this is the Swarmcast. Yes, all hail King Torg, everybody. You're listening to the Scarab Swarmcast. I'm John Manus, in case you missed it the first time. This episode's going to be a little interesting. I've actually got a Meet the Swarm interview with actually, quite frankly, a very hard to get a hold of interview. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it, so it should be interesting. I don't want to spoil it, give it away who it's going to be from. We've got some more of the GM interviews, people who are going to be GMing some games at Scarab this year. They're going to come on and they're going to tell us about some of the games they're running and why you should play them. There are some very exciting things. And we've got, you know what, pretty much this whole episode is, there's so much mention of Warhorn and there's so much mention of Kobolds Ate My Baby, partially because that's one of my favorite games, and also because we've got Ninth Level Games who's going to be coming to Scarab this year, and quite frankly, you know, I just felt like putting it on there. Anyway, enough about that. We should probably get into some news or something like that. And now, Scarab News! Well, in case you missed it, Scarab Gaming Convention is coming up January 17th through 20th, 2014. That's really the big news. We got some additional news concerning Scarab, though. For example, attention game masters, make sure you go to warhorn.net/events/scarab and assign yourself as a GM for the game that you've volunteered to run. The convention management is going to rely heavily on Warhorn for things such as figuring out who's entitled to different GM's rewards, such as t-shirts, hotel rooms, etc. And you're not official unless you've signed up on Warhorn. Hey, if you're not GMing, you should still go to Warhorn. Why? Because you can see what games are being run. Heck, you can even sign up for games, because let me tell you, whoever signed up for a game, you're going to get priority in that seat slot for that game. And honestly, I'd like, as a GM, I like being able to go on there and see that lots of people want to sign up for my games, because that means people, you know, people love me and I don't feel as lonely and such as. But anyway, some other news. We got a bunch of people coming. People are going to be demoing all sorts of games. Personal favorite of mine, Ninth Level Games, is going to be there. They're going to be coming to Scarab this year, and they're going to be demoing not just this Kobolds game that they do, Kobolds Ate My Baby, but they're going to be demoing some of their other games, some of the card games such as Schrodinger's Cat and Knuckle Sandwich. Stop by their table. Play some games. Don't forget, whenever possible, you should always yell out, "All hail King Torg!" And now, it's time to meet the Scarab Swarm! So I'm here with a member of the Scarab Swarm that I quite frankly was not expecting to be able to even get an interview from. You're really quite elusive. Why don't you go and introduce yourself? Who are you and what is your role in Scarab?
Hello, my name is John Manus, and I am a member of the Scarab Swarm. I'm a game master.
Of course.
I host a podcast for the Scarab Swarm.
Podcast. Would that be the Swarmcast?
That's correct.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I've heard that a few times.
And I'm also the first Scarab Iron GM.
Oh, cool. 2012, was it?
Right.
Right.
And then after that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then what?
Yeah,
and 2013 it was Paul Dempsey, I want to say.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool.
Well, how did you get involved in Scarab, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, gosh. How did I get involved in Scarab?
Tough question.
Well, because I've heard...
Exactly.
Right. I heard about them as far back as 2009.
That sounds right.
Yeah. When I believe I got some emails from some of them asking, you know, hey, would you be interested in running games at Scarab? And I said, well, I've never heard of you guys. So, but if you're a convention and you're in Columbia, South Carolina,
which is
where I live, then yes, I would be really interested in that.
Oh, I'm sure that was a bonus, you know.
Yeah, being right there in your hometown.
Right,
exactly. Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
And so the first year, the 2011
was it?
Yeah, 2011. I ran some games. I unfortunately got really, really sick that year, so I was only able to go to the first day.
Oh no, that's horrible.
In 2012. Again, I still wasn't quite a member of the Scarab Swarm, but I was there and I was playing games.
Okay.
And I think that's when me and my wife, Ruby, we actually got invited to become part of the Scarab Swarm.
Oh, cool.
And of course, we said yes. I realized that, you know, the main reason they asked is because they wanted Ruby for the anime stuff.
Right. Because she's been doing that for...
And,
Yeah.
They just don't know what they've gotten into yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you get into gaming?
Oh, gosh. How did I get into gaming?
Tough question, right?
Well, I remember about when I got into gaming. Okay. I guess it really goes back as far as when I was very, very young. Probably maybe first grade.
Wow.
Or so. My father was a teacher, and some of his students, I would have to kind of hang out in the school's library with some of his students or such, or other students who were much, much older than me, who were there for study hall and such. And of course, I ended up finding some of them who were playing this game called Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh my gosh.
Which, as you know, is the way a lot of people from my generation tended to get into gaming was through Dungeons & Dragons.
Right. Same here.
So I got into it with that. And then that just sort of grew through the years. I just got more and more into Dungeons & Dragons itself. All of a sudden, I wanted things like dice and books and paper and pencils and stuff like that for birthdays and Christmas. So, of course, my dad and my mom were both incredibly ecstatic about that. And they helped that. They got me all sorts of stuff to help me get into that.
Right.
Of course, I was big into comics, so eventually I got into the Marvel superheroes role-playing game, the one that uses the old face rip.
Face rip.
Holy crap. Yeah. Played that for a while. Started to kind of get into Warhammer and 40K about when I got into high school, but that never really took off as much because, I didn't have the patience to try to sit there and assemble miniatures and stuff, and I didn't know anybody else who was good at it, so that kind of fell away. And then all through high school and through college, I was really into Shadowrun, first edition, second edition, and then eventually third edition.
Oh wow!
So ran that for years and years and years. Then eventually getting into Shadowrun 4th edition.
Yeah.
Well, after college. And I've just been downhill from then. I'm playing all sorts of games. Well, there's just so much more cool stuff now.
Right, right.
Like Savage Worlds, oh, yeah, for example. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Savage Worlds is great.
I'm actually really into currently this game called Accursed, which I helped kickstart.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to running that at Scarab. Yeah, and speaking of Accursed, that brings me up to Scarab 2014.
Segue into that.
Yeah. So do you have anything planned for 2014 for Scarab?
Anything planned for 2014?
Yep. I'm going to be running lots of games at Scarab. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of games. Mainly on Saturday and Sunday. I'm pretty much running games all day on Sunday and most of the day on Saturday because there's a big PFS thing.
Right.
Siege of Diamond City, which is going on Saturday, and I didn't want to
Saturday night
compete with that. I got to go to Gen Con with the Scarab Swarm and see that in action, participate in that.
Oh, wow.
Helped run information,
cool,
all sorts of other stuff, work in the HQ. I got to see really good view. It was amazing.
Awesome. That sounds neat.
I'm also going to be running a fan table for the Scarab podcast.
The Scarab Swarmcast.
Right. Right. The Swarmcast. Why don't you give the address?
And what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's johnman.podbean.com.
Okay.
Right. Right. Well, anyways, I'm going to have a fan table there. And what I'm going to encourage people to do is to come up in between their game sessions or such. Of course, when I'm there, I'll be there with the microphone and such. And they can introduce themselves and give a little testimonial or such, like in those reality shows, saying, mm-hmm, this is what game I played, and this is something I've done, and this is what I liked about it, or hey everybody, I'm at Scarab, woohoo! If they really want to, they can do that too.
Well, that's really neat.
Right.
So is there audio or just video?
Oh, no. So no worries on that. No. I guess if you haven't listened to it, It's
just a podcast.
Right.
It's all audio.
Yeah, it's just all audio.
Okay, well, cool. Well, do you have any
do you have any interesting convention stories that you want to share? Like Dell or anybody like that?
Oh my gosh, do I have any interesting convention stories?
tough one, right?
I have no real big. I have nothing to compete with, like the Nun Grenade or
some of the more colorful ones that I know Dell Collins has.
Yeah. He's got some interesting ones.
I just have a bunch of little snippets, little moments. Right. Like I remember one year going to StellarCon in North Carolina, and I think it was the beginning of spring or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, it started snowing.
Wow, snow.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we were there for the day, and boom, it's snowing. Yeah.
So you pretty much
in Charlotte in the middle of spring.
That's crazy.
Right, yeah.
So you got snow.
I remember one year at a convention where my wife was running an anime room, me and my friend Doug Grulick, we actually went up to the the convention committee room. We found out what room they were in, and we knocked on the door, and they opened the door, and we busted in silly string the you know what out of the entire con, and then left.
That's awesome.
And they weren't too happy about it at the time, but
no,
later,
I can't imagine they would be.
They're pretty happy about it. Well, I don't know. Happy about it. They were laughing about it.
Well, who would be happy?
Yeah, right. That's,
well, I mean, you know,
somebody comes into your room and starts silly stringing.
Right, exactly.
Stringing.
Exactly.
Right, right.
It's the silly string, everyone. Oh, my gosh.
I run. One of the big things I always enjoyed is running this game called Kobolds Ate My Baby.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I think anybody who listens to my podcast, there should be like a drinking game. You know, you take a shot every time John says something about Kobolds Ate My Baby. Right,
so,
exactly.
So yeah. Drunk.
But I put a lot of theatrics behind it. I do a lot of stuff to make people really get into the game. And there's some rules where it's... Mm-hmm. Like kobolds are little dog-like creatures, so you get this thing where you can bark like a kobold,
right?
And encourages people to be loud and boisterous and have a really good time. And I remember one time they were just at the table and they were all chanting and barking, you know, bark, 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 bark. And next thing I know, the guy across in the same room with me, who's been running this very serious fantasy campaign for years and years, every convention he goes to. He always has like the same people sitting at his table because it's an ongoing serious campaign. He just got mad. He said, "I appreciate you all having fun, but some of us trying to concentrate on a very serious game here."
Wow.
And we all got quiet. We all looked at each other like, "Okay, you know." I was like, "Yeah, guys, you need to, you know, straighten up and fly right." And I think I gave them all like some candy or something like that for doing that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I want to say there was a convention where, again, with kobolds.
Of course.
I remember at one point some guy came in. He was delivering a message to me from my wife. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he walked out, he was dressed like a wizard. And I was like, all right, if anybody, whoever goes over there and starts barking at that guy like a kobold, I'll give you something. And people just ran out of the room calling the poor guy around the convention barking at him.
Oh,
that was pretty funny. I don't want to give you the impression that I don't want to give you the impression that all I do is cause a bunch of
just sounds
chaos
like you're just
strife.
Just sounds like you're just completely disruptive.
But I do enjoy it when players have fun.
Of course,
I really do,
because that's part of the fun of it.
Oh yeah, because if you're not having fun,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just no good. Yeah.
Exactly.
You get it
because it's a game.
Yeah,
you're supposed to have fun.
See,
at a game.
We're building this like rapport here.
Yeah,
we
it's
understand
crazy.
Exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, do you have any shout outs that you want to give? I know there's
any
some people
shout outs
who do things like that. Yeah.
I guess I want to give a big shout out to Ninth Level Games. They're going to be coming to
Scarab
this year. Ninth Level Games,
right.
Of course, the guys who created the game Kobolds Ate My Baby. Mm-hmm. Chris O'Neill's going to be there.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
It's been great. I've talked to him a few times.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully I haven't scared him when I've talked to him on the phone. I think I might come off a little fanboy-ish.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, I also want to give a shout-out to... give a shout-out to Silver City Comics.
Oh, yeah,
Silver City. Casey, South Carolina.
South Carolina, right.
Right. Well, that's where I get my comic books, and anything I can do to support the place where I get my comic books is great, because I'm a big comic book geek. Right.
Oh, cool. Who's your favorite character?
Who's my favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, it's a tough question again.
That's what I do.
If I tell you. If I put this on the podcast, people are going to think I'm such a sellout. But you got to understand, I've been a big fan of this character since I got into comics, which was...
Right.
Or since I got into Marvel comics.
Sure. Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Was about fifth or sixth grade. So for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Marvel comic character has got to be Wolverine.
Oh.
Although lately,
Deadpool?
20 years or so, Deadpool
has
come
in.
Yeah, of course, because he's awesome. Coming in pretty close second. He occasionally gets there up to the first, but you know.
You darn right he does. He's the merc with the mouth.
Exactly.
You know, he's got the guns and everything. He's just got the wit. He's just always talking. And
yeah, and you'd mentioned the Marvel role-playing games and stuff, so you must be really big into those then, right? You
must play a lot of those games.
No. I'm not allowed to get any more superhero games because I have yet to get one that I've been able to run successfully the way I want.
Oh,
yeah. It just doesn't seem fair. As much as you're into comics, you should totally run one. Anyways, I want to thank you for letting me interview you for the Swarmcast. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here. Thank you for being here.
Right.
I hope to talk to you soon. Please check out the Scarab Swarmcast, johnman.podbean.com.
Cool. Very cool.
Do you put those on the production?
Yeah, I'll make sure to put those on the production notes.
You know, so all people can just click
on everybody. Scarab 2014.
All right, John. Thank you for the interview. See you there.
The Scarab Gaming Convention hosts a variety of events and games, ranging from board games to role-playing games, and even some LARPs. For a full listing of these events, you can check us out on warhorn.net/events/scarab. All of these games should prove to be a lot of fun, but don't take my word on it. Let's hear from some of the GMs and event coordinators themselves.
Hi, I'm Clayton Harbaugh, and this is an addendum to the Swarmcast where I announced that I wasn't really doing anything at Scarab. I wasn't going to be running any games, so contrary to the popular belief that I was only going to be just walking around and being Gru all the time, I am actually going to be running some games. I'm going to be running two regular sessions of Pathfinder Society, as well as I'm one of the GMs for the special on Saturday night, the Siege of the Diamond City. I'm also bringing two other games to Scarab. One is a Savage Worlds Firefly game called Alpha Mike Foxtrot, and if anybody gets the reference from that title, then you're already a step ahead of everybody else. But I can't really give you a whole lot of other information about it. The other game I'm bringing is an older game, D20 Modern, still the old 3.5 system, and it's Operation Inconceivable, and it's going to be UR Section 13, going into an area where you have no backup, no support, and you are up to your necks in a lot of hot water. So it's going to be an exciting game, including an interesting little chase at the end. So, and then finally, just approved today, I will actually be more or less running a table Saturday afternoon before the Pathfinder Society special, where I will be conducting character audits for anybody that wants to make sure that their Pathfinder Society characters are up to date and all their gold and all their prestige is all accounted for, and they can have everything checked off and make sure they're ready to go so that they don't have a dead character by the end of the Diamond City special, because I might be able to find that extra prestige point or that extra 1,000 gold that you didn't know you had. So I haven't come up with a really cool name for the table, but I'm sure it'll involve something with an H and an R or something like that. So come on out and play some games with us, and we'll have a lot of fun.
I'm Jason Wright. I am running a couple of Call of Cthulhu games this year at Scarab. I've already talked about Dockside Dogs, the first one, but I'm also going to be running a scenario written by Oscar Rios called The Lonely Point Lighthouse. It's a fairly new scenario. It was written as part of a Kickstarter project for a Call of Cthulhu sourcebook. It's about a lighthouse in New London, Connecticut, rumored to be haunted, and after a ship has run aground, the town has finally decided they need to get someone up there to find out what's going on so that they can actually get a lighthouse keeper to stay. I'm really looking forward to running it. I will also be running a session of Arkham Horror in the morning on Sunday, if anybody is still awake enough to participate. I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody there. Should be a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm Liz Schultz. I'm the Kids Track Coordinator for Scarab. We're going to have an awesome Kids Track this year. We've got two children running Pathfinder for us. They're going to be running Beginner Box Bash and Pathfinder Quest. We're also going to have two miniatures games in the Kids Track this year. One of them is a X-Wing fighter pilot game, and one of them is Clay-O-Rama, where you make a miniature out of Play-Doh and proceed to smash it, or other people's miniatures. There's going to be lots of smashing. It should be really cool. In the role-playing area, I am going to be running some favorites from Scarab's past. We've got Wushu. We've got Truth and Justice, the superhero game. We've got Pilgrims of the Flying Temple, which is a storytelling game. New this year, we're going to be seeing Monsters and Other Childish Things, which is basically about children. They go to school, they go to class, it's all nice and normal, but except for one thing, they have a very best friend who is a monster from an extra dimension. It's big, it's gross, it's scary, it's your very best friend, loves you very much, and will beat up other monsters to prove it. So that should be a lot of fun. We are also this year going to have our second installment of what I hope is to be an ongoing thing. I'm calling it Book of the Year. 2 years ago, we had a RPG based on the Hunger Games. This year, I'm running an RPG based on the Percy Jackson series. If you're not familiar with those books, they are about children who are the offspring of Olympian gods. So you have superpowers, you go to summer camp, you fight monsters out of Greek myths. It's very cool. We also have Adventures of Baron Munchausen, which is new this year, a storytelling game of exaggerating and bragging and making stuff up. So I hope that all our gamers-to-be and young and blossoming gamers come out and have a great time with us.
Hi, my name is Mary Kaplish, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about the games that I'm going to be running for Scarab. I'm going to be running two different games out of the Savage Worlds system. If you haven't played Savage Worlds before, it's a very cinematic style, action-packed and fun. The first one is based in the Firefly universe, and it's called A Game of Hats. And basically, you are the brand new crew on a spaceship, but everybody has a secret. One of the players will be an Alliance spy. And so the rest of the group has to figure out who the spy is while keeping their own secrets and accomplishing their missions. And it's gonna get crazy, I'm sure. The other game that I'm going to be running in Savage Worlds is a Savage Worlds Ghostbusters. Also very fast-paced, campy in keeping to the tradition of the films, so we should have a lot of proton packs and slime throwers and crazy stuff going on. And if you haven't played Savage Worlds before, it's a very, very easy system to learn, very story-driven rather than rules-driven, so new players, don't worry about it. The rules hardly even matter a lot of the time. So, now I've got two other games. The next one is going to be a game called Geiger Counter, in which the players work together to make up their own kind of survival horror game. I've got two sessions of that, and then I have two sessions of a game called Little Fears, in which the characters play small children, and kind of the premise for the game is that all the monsters that you imagined as a child were under your bed or in your closet or hiding in the shadows are actually real and trying to get you, and you need to fight them off and kind of overcome your own fears in the course of the game. One is set at a summer camp, one is set at a haunted house, so both of those should be really fun. I've got pre-gens for everything. Again, no need to know the systems beforehand. You can find the times for those games at warhorn.net and sign up, and I look forward to seeing you.
Hi, I'm Ruby. I'm one of two people that are handling the events for Scarab with the anime track this year. We have anime showings, we have karaoke, we have move games, we have a costume contest, we have a lot of ball joint doll stuff. We also have been really lucky and we are having Philip Campbell come out, and he's going to be shooting the costume contest contestants. And so those photos will be available. We'll also have Laura Buff there, who's going to be doing a ball joint doll photo shoot for people. We're going to have a scavenger hunt, so you can find the little Easter eggs with coins inside that you can turn in for neat prizes. We're really lucky this year to get Akira for viewing, along with a lot of other neat animes. Anyway, hope to see you there. Bye.
Hi, my name is Lauren Goodnight. I've worked for ADV Films, I've worked for Antarctic Press, and now I'm going to work for Scarab. January 17th through the 20th, 2014, I'm going to see you at Scarab Gaming Con. I'll be working in the anime section, you'll see me during karaoke, and I absolutely can't wait to meet every single one of you. Let's go have a great time gaming in the middle of beautiful Columbia, South Carolina, and I'll see you there.
Hi, my name is John Manus, and I'm going to be running a few games at Scarab this year. I'm going to be running a Savage Worlds Deadlands Reloaded game called Legends of the Weird West 52 Pickup, which takes place in the town of Card City. That's right, you heard exactly what I said, which has been taken over by some very notorious outlaws. Very notorious, very famous, very powerful outlaws. And so, of course, it's going to take some very legendary characters to go in there and clean up the city. I'm actually going to be running that with the help of my friend Matthew Presson, who's going to be, of course, helping me run this game. It's going to be a very big scale. Some of you may have seen a video that I put up on YouTube that kind of gives you a preview of what the city looks like. Well, this one for Scarab is going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be a lot of fun. In the game system of Kobolds Ate My Baby, I'm going to be running a game called the Scarab Pharaoh's Buffet, which is going to be a very Egyptian-themed Kobolds Ate My Baby adventure. If you've never seen or heard of Kobolds Ate My Baby before, I'm pretty sure you will this year, because Ninth Level Games is going to be there as well, and they're going to be running all sorts of games, demoing their own game. The way I run my game, I use a lot of props. There's outfits that the kobolds wear, and I will maybe make you wear some of those outfits as well. Who knows? Should be a lot of fun. Oh, and I got a big bucket full of all sorts of random prizes and stuff that I'm going to be giving away. And just remember, all hail King Torg! I'm going to be running a game in Savage Worlds using the Savage Worlds fantasy rules. It's called How the Mighty Fall, in which a group of heroes, some of them somewhat unusual for not typically played in most fantasy settings, have come into the keep of a mighty ogre called Togeron the Mighty, who's kidnapped a bunch of princesses in order to prove that he's the toughest ogre of them all. And so the game's going to kind of start off with this mighty battle with Togeron the Mighty. You see the word mighty kind of thrown in here. And we'll just see how things kind of fall into place. I'm just going to throw that little clue out there. I don't think I'm going to say much more than that. You'd have to play it in order to see what sort of interesting things come from that. I'm going to be running another Savage Worlds system, another setting called Accursed, which I'm really looking forward to. This particular game is going to be called the Scarab Pharaoh's Curse. Kind of sounds like a play on a name for another game that I'm running. This one, of course, I'm keep because I'm, you know, because the gaming convention's called Scarab, so I thought, hey, maybe I should keep that kind of a theme. Accursed's a very interesting game. You get to play sort of the almost like the classic movie monster type of characters. It's a very dark gothic kind of setting. It's been related to the other Savage World settings like Rippers, Solomon Kane. Some people have compared it to Castlevania. To me, this game is like this is what that Van Helsing movie that some of you may have pretend that you didn't see is what it should be. It's all that kind of kick buttery, as it were. Is it butter? Another thing I'm excited about is I'm going to be running a game called Eyes from Beyond the Dark Tapestry, also known as Beholder, in which the players will get to play some types of characters they wouldn't normally get to play in Pathfinder. The type of character that, type of race that a lot of people, when Pathfinder came out, people would ask, where are these creatures? I don't see them. Well, I'm going to let you guys play let's just call it whatever they are. They're beholders. That's right, the players will get to play beholders. They're going to be trying to claim the spoils of a cave, a treasure hoard that used to belong to one of their fallen comrades, quote, frenemies, as it were. Anyways, you'll have to play it, see, to try it out. I'm also going to be hosting the Scarab Iron GM contest. It's going to be very exciting because I was the very first Scarab Iron GM, so I thought, well, this year I think maybe I'll host the game. The way it's going to work is GMs who want to compete, they're going to be given a very short amount of time to work in some random elements and some random plot hooks into an adventure that they're going to run. And they're going to have players who are going to judge certain things, and they're going to have special judges who are also going to be playing, who will be judging a little bit more on the game, how well they use the elements and stuff like that. And I, you know, plan to throw a few little curveballs in there during the game, just to make things more interesting. There's going to be lots of prizes for GMs and players, so people need to sign up. Look forward to seeing everybody in 2014. I want to give a thanks to the GMs and event coordinators who gave me all that information. So now we know some of the games that are going to be at Scarab and some of the events that are going to be at Scarab. Of course, if you want to see what everything that's going to be at Scarab, you'll definitely want to check out Warhorn. It's warhorn.net/events/Scarab.
And now, buzz.
All right, I got a couple things I want to buzz about. First off is this thing that you may have heard about on this podcast called Warhorn. Really, you should go to warhorn.net/events/Scarab. You can see the entire schedule of the events that are going to be at Scarab, not just the gaming, but the Widow's Track, all the events for the anime, everything is there on Warhorn. If you want to GM, if you're GMing a game, you can register to GM the game. If you want to play a game or participate in an event, you can click on a button to sign up to play or participate in an event. And of course, if you don't sign up for it on Warhorn, you can still participate at the convention. It's just if you sign up on Warhorn, as my cat is saying in the background, if you sign up on Warhorn, you will get priority seating at those particular games or events. So I can't stress how important warhorn.net/events/Scarab. Go check it out. Do it. Go right now. I'll wait. All right, enough waiting. I also want to tell you, I also want to buzz about something that I'm running this year called the Scarab Iron GM. This is the 2014 version of it, which is going to be different from the past 2 years. I, of course, won the first year, the 2012, and then Paul Dempsey won the 2013 year. Doesn't look like either of us are going to be participating in it this year. So you guys out there, you all have a chance. I'm just kidding. You had a chance anyway. But anyways, it's going to be even more exciting. I'm prepared to make a complete fool of myself. So you should totally show up to play or GM in it, if for nothing else than to see what kind of idiotic thing I do. But here's the great part. If you're a GM, you're going to get all sorts of prizes. I'm giving out all sorts of swag just for showing up to play the game. If you win first place, you're going to get over $250 worth of prizes, including a free badge for Scarab 2015. That doesn't sound like a bad deal at all right there, does it? Second and third place are also going to win some prizes. It's just going to be too much fun. You know what? If you play in the game, you know, because we need players, because you can't just GM a game without players. If you play a game, you're also going to get some swag, my friend Jason says, some tchotchkes just for showing up to play. And you're going to be, as my cat's trying to remind us again, you're going to be entered into a raffle so you could win even more prizes. Wow, it just doesn't sound much better than that. You know what? I'm going to take it one more step further, okay? There's going to be some celebrity judges. My celebrity judges, I mean some guests that have come to our convention, or maybe even some members of the Scarab Swarm, people you might have heard on this Swarmcast. They're going to be sitting at the table with you to judge the GMs and to just play and have a good time. Wow, that's kind of cool, right? Some of the celebrity judges so far, we have Chris O'Neill from Ninth Level Games, voice actress Lauren Goodnight, and John Compton, Pathfinder Society folks, Pathfinder friend people, hey, you should know who he is. Heck, I'm going to be walking around as well. I might have a microphone in my hand. Who knows? I'll be asking all sorts of things. Like I said, I'm probably going to be making quite a bit of a fool of myself. So that alone should be worth it to check that out. You know what? GMs, you're going to get all of your information on your game. You're going to get an hour before the game actually starts to prepare it. The game is going to be on Friday night, so it's the first night of the convention, and the winners are going to be announced by lunchtime on Saturday. So by that point, you'll know who the Iron GM for Scarab 2014 is. Exciting stuff. In fact, I've got some more announcements that I'm going to be making. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and make one of them right now. For those GMs who are going to be participating, when you get your random package of elements and stuff, I'm even going to spring for a meal. I'm going to have probably some pizza and some subs waiting for you so that you can have something to eat so you're not having to worry about that while you're preparing for your game. Huh? That's pretty cool, right? I think it sounds pretty cool, but then again, I would. What else do I want to buzz about? Oh, there's all sorts of other tournaments going on, board game tournaments. We're giving away all sorts of prizes for board games and for some role-playing games. Oh my gosh, this is just going to be amazing, Scarab. You may walk away with all sorts of free swag. Heck, you're just going to have a good time. So, Scarab 2014, all that stuff. Get there. Be there now. Boom. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. I did feel like I kind of took over this Swarmcast, but then I'm always talking on this thing, so I don't know what that's about. In case you missed it, I mentioned, I think I mentioned Kobolds Ate My Baby. I think I mentioned Ninth Level Games, and I think I mentioned Warhorn and Scarab a few times. Those were on my list of things to, you know, to hit up on as often as I could. If you're playing the at-home game, write down how many times that was said, put it in an envelope and throw it in the mail, and something amazing will happen. I'm not sure what exactly, but, you know, hey, you don't really need a stamp because it's, you know, it's not a real contest. It's just me screwing around. We had Mikey Mason giving us some music there at the very beginning of the podcast. His song, of course, Kobolds Ate My Baby.
All hail King Torg!
All hail King Torg. That was, of course, Ruby giving us her podcast bomb there. Anyways, Mikey Mason, check him out, mikeymason.com. We've got Midnight Syndicate music that you've been hearing throughout the podcast. Check them out, midnightsyndicate.com. We've also had some music provided by I Fight Dragons. Check them out at, that's right, ifightdragons.com. And what would this be without a song or something from MC Lars, which is what I'm going to end this with. MC Lars is going to take us out with, well, since it's December, I figured we'll end it with a nice little kind of a festive-ish holiday kind of song. So MC Lars, check him out at mclars.com. And, of course, check out Scarab at scarab.com. It's scarab.com. And if you have any comments about this podcast, you can leave a comment either on this podcast, the podcast site. You can leave us a comment on Facebook, Or you can email me directly at johnmanus@scarab.com, hyphens in between each of the letters in the word scarab. So, until next time, and next time we'll probably be at Scarab Gaming Convention, I will see you when I see you.
In a magical land, in a magical town, Santa and his magic elves are hanging around, building magical toys for girls and boys to deliver to the world and bring Christmas joy. The reindeer are snug in their snow-covered stable. Well, Santa puts turkey on the dinner table, but a mile away, huddled in the snow, Gary sits scared as the Arctic winds blow. Alone on his own, forgotten and lost, surviving on roots and the permafrost. Dreams of joining Santa's team filled Gary's head, and he'd walk by the stable when they had all gone to bed. He'd tap on the glass, the reindeer would laugh, cutting Gary's self-esteem painfully in half. He was Rudolph's half-brother, unplanned, unwanted. By his father's indiscretions, he would be forever haunted. Gary the green-nosed reindeer was of unexpected birth, but one year he saved Christmas, and he proved to them his worth. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and make him cry. They never let poor Gary fly with them up in the sky. In a big dark castle on the other side of town, Osama bin Laden was wearing a frown. With a bat on his shoulder, decked in a black cape, he devised a new plan to make America shake. He said, I'll destroy Christmas, here's what I'll do. I'll kidnap poor Rudolph as 9/11 part 2. The West will quake when their holiday is gone. Then I'll rule the world like my name was Exxon. He snuck into the stables so he could steal Rudolph, and he left in his jihad mobile. Santa found out the news and he said, oh dear, Rudolph's gone, there will be no Christmas this year. The elves began to cry and the sky turned gray, but Gary heard the sobs walking by that day. He shared Rudolph's DNA and had something to say. He said, I can guide your sleigh and make everything okay. Santa said, who are you? Gary said, I'm Rudolph's half-brother. You can tell because my nose is green instead of red. Santa said, whatever, just put on this harness. So then one happy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Gary, with your nose so green, won't you guide my Christmas sleigh? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out, hooray,
hooray,
Gary the green-nosed
reindeer,
thanks for saving Christmas Day. And the toys were delivered across the world, bringing Christmas joy to every boy and girl. Osama was fed up and let Rudolph go, and their brothers reunited in the North Pole snow. Rudolph said, hey Gary, I'm sorry we laughed and left you forgotten, like President Taft. We know it made you cry, we're sorry we were mean, we'd like you to join our reindeer team. And that is how Christmas got its colors, from the red and green noses of the reindeer brothers. You may see them flying high on Christmas Eve, bringing gifts to little kids like Stacy and Steve, and Dennis and Cindy, and Claire and Louise, PlayStation 2s and Green Day CDs. But not a for Osama as they stay in Espanol, no GameCubes in his stocking, now Santa brings him coal. Gary the green-nosed
reindeer
was of unexpected birth, but one year he saved Christmas, and he proved to them his worth. All of the other
reindeer
used to laugh and make him cry. They never let poor
Gary
fly with them up in the sky. So then one happy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Gary, with your nose so green, won't you guide my Christmas sleigh? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out, hooray,
hooray,
Gary the green-nosed
reindeer,
thanks for saving Christmas Day.